Well, the new year starts off with a big bank merger. Actually, we talked about this months and months and months ago. But finally, the approval went through and they closed Independent Bank Group out of North Texas, buying Guaranty Bank and Trust out of Colorado. And it's quite an organization that's been put together here. David Brooks, the chairman and CEO of Independent Bank Group, is the man who orchestrated all this and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.
Thank you. So I know you've been looking forward to this. Did this take longer than you thought it was going to?
It did take a couple of months longer than we had hoped, but as you know, the markets have been difficult, and getting through a large bank acquisition in today's environment just takes a little while. We announced late May and closed effective December 31st.
This is interesting because this... First of all, I think a lot's changed since we talked in May. I mean, they had just rolled back Dodd-Frank, which was an obvious beneficiary. You know, you were an obvious beneficiary of it. It was really going to help you in this merger. Now, interest rates have gone up. There's questions about the economy. A lot of uncertainty in this environment right now, isn't there?
Yes, there is. And the financial markets, the vast volatility we've seen, and I think everybody was kind of at most of the bank stocks were trading at 52-week highs in May, and now most of us and most of our peers are trading near 52-week lows here late in December and then early in January. So that put a lot of pressure on transactions, but we were super happy to get this one to the finish line. And Guaranty is a leading bank in Colorado, as we spoke about a few months ago, and the combination of a leading Texas bank getting together with a leading Colorado bank and putting together two great markets, I think still makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I mean, obviously, every time we get, you know, housing starts or building permits or any of those kind of things, you know, Denver or Colorado is right up there at the top, so it's a boom area. But this takes you out of what's become a very comfortable state where you do business, primarily in North Texas and a little bit of Houston, a little bit of Austin. What are you hoping to accomplish there?
Well, when we had the opportunity, we happened into Colorado with a previous bank acquisition of the North Star Bank here in Texas, and they had some locations in Colorado. So that was an opportunity for us to really study that market and determine if there was a strategy there that fit with what we'd done here, which is, you know, be in the major high-growth markets of Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, as you mentioned, Austin, Houston, and then, you know, we would love to be in San Antonio at some point, haven't made our way there yet. And then Denver we looked at is just another terrific market, very similar, as you mentioned or alluded to there, David, that Denver looks and feels an awful lot like DFW, in particular with a little bit of an Austin flair. Maybe they do a lot of technology there like Austin does, and big corporate headquarters city, and a lot of the similar growth demographics and everything. And really, despite what's going on in the financial markets, all these four major markets we're going to be serving now, Denver, DFW, Austin, Houston, are four of the best markets in the country, and continue what we see on the ground doesn't mirror what we're seeing in the financial markets. You know, housing starts are good. They're not, you know, as maybe as hot as they were, you know, 6 months ago, but things are really good in our markets, and we're seeing good loan demand, good growth. And so we're actually very encouraged about 2019.
Have you adjusted your outlook for 19, though, your game plan? I mean, have you gotten more cautious? I mean, when, you know, it looked like there were going to be at least three, maybe four rate hikes out of the Fed, you know, during 2019. Now the betting is maybe one, and we got some people suggesting there might even be a rate cut because of a slowdown in the economy. How do you plan in an environment like that as a CEO?
I think that's, you know, we're hearing a lot of the same things, and I think in our case we have to be prepared for, you know, a change in circumstances, a slowing down of the economy. But just on the ground right now, we haven't seen it. And our customers are continuing to invest in their businesses and continuing to make acquisitions, and so we're active in those markets. At the same time, as you said, we understand that a lot of folks are seeing something different, and the markets are certainly indicating that that maybe we've got some economic headwind to come. And look, I think we're all believers in the calendar. Everyone knows that economies cycle, and you know we've had a pretty steady, although not at the pace everyone would have liked, but we've had a pretty steady long recovery here from the Great Recession. And so at some point we will have, you know, another downturn and possibly another recession, and you know, banks have to be prepared and always be preparing their loan portfolio and balance sheets for that eventuality. And so we keep an eye on it, but at the same time, we want to be in a position to continue to contribute to the growth of the communities we serve.
And speaking of the communities you serve, I mean, building a big new headquarters in Craig Ranch, we understand that, you know, over time you're anticipating hiring maybe another 1,000 people. How's the environment up there?
Really good. Really, really good. We're going to be just up the road from all the activity at Legacy, where the new headquarters have come in there for Toyota and JP Morgan Chase and others, Liberty Mutual. We're just going to be a couple exits up the road from that with our new headquarters project, and we've just grown about sixfold in the last 5 years.
Wow.
In terms of our balance sheet and our number of employees, and we needed a new location, and we picked there. We think it'll really help us with our recruiting for those next 1,000 people over the next 5 years as we continue to grow the company and being a little closer to the middle of the Metroplex.
So is there a move-in date, or are you going to move in over, you know, sort of a phased move?
No, we're going to move in. We're expecting to be done now with our building in late March and be moving in early April.
That's quick. Well, congratulations. This is the acquisition of Guaranty Bank and Trust. I guess it doesn't double you in size, but pretty good addition.
It does take us from $10 billion in assets to $14 billion in assets. And so we will really, I think, be able to serve their market with this size of a company, and really excited about it.
David Brooks, Chairman and CEO of Independent Bank Group. It's always good to speak with you. Sir, thanks for the time.
Thanks much, David. Call anytime.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.